turunduse täht.
And we have a chance to move on now to our third topic, and usually every week we talk about the best cases in marketing. Gillian, have you noticed anything spectacular, what you would like to bring out as something that the other marketeers would learn from?
I think I can't say I found anything spectacular in a good way. I found a couple of examples here in Scotland, and one of them came from another part of the UK, but it's about being able to understand who your customer is and what drives their behavior. So there was an article from the Guardian newspaper, and it was going on about the increase in people going on things like baby moons, so a holiday before they have a baby. But this particular article was talking about a jobby moon, which was a holiday before you start a new job. But unfortunately in Scotland, a jobby is a poo. So it didn't go down too well here, and it got quite heavily mocked and criticised. So kind of learnings from that is about understanding more about the language and the references and associations that a certain culture has. So if you're doing more international advertising, for instance, and looking to export, you need to understand more about the culture that you're going into, because they might have different associations to things that you see and that you do. The other one was a campaign about no to upsizing. This was run in Scotland for the Food Standards Agency. And it was basically saying that when you go to a fast food restaurant or something and they're offering you, you can go from a medium meal to a large meal for pennies. For not very much money, they're telling people to say no to upsizing. Now, while this is great and you can save an awful lot of calories and there's an awful lot of health benefits to it, the way that the campaign was delivered didn't hit the spot for a lot of people, because they're believing the fact that they're being told what to do. So you need to be able to go in and kind of translate some of those behaviours and find a really approachable way, instead of shouting at people and telling them what to do, because they don't like that. And there are two examples from this week that have just been happening in the UK.
Okay. My team has collected a couple of examples also to discuss about, and maybe we can find something from here. There is two campaigns. One campaign comes from Estonia, from the biggest telecom company. Mm-hmm. That has launched a campaign telling that the more you walk, the more internet you get for free.
I quite like that.
And for every 1,000 steps, you can get 5 megabytes of additional internet. And in maximum, you can get up to 50 megabytes per day. And it means that you need to walk more than 10,000 steps. Of course, there is some limit also for the monthly amount, but this is one of the campaigns.
I quite like this campaign in the fact that it's geared towards healthy living, but they're also being able to get something for doing that. There's a campaign that kind of runs in Scotland with young people that does a similar thing, and they can count their steps and they put those in, and they get points and different prizes and things like that. I think it can be quite a good motivator.
Yeah, so this was one of the ideas, and the other one comes from the source is Adweek, and it's news about a bakery in Argentina, as I understand, who mixed different breads in one bag to promote diversity.
Okay. I didn't see that at all. I'll need to look that one up online. Again, that's quite, there's good visual representation there of diversity when mixing up those different breads, and I do really like that. It's taking that concept and making it relevant for their own industry and their company. I do like that one too.
I was just thinking about the campaign, and probably in Estonia it would be a bit difficult to have this type of campaign, as we are a kind of very closed society, a closed community. But I think that from a customer's point of view, I would really love to have a bakery mixing different breads, because I don't want to have a whole loaf of white bread or dark bread. I would like to have kind of slices of one and slices of another in one package. So in general, the idea of product development would be something that is really...
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I think that, like, because we've got quite an open society here, and it's multicultural here in Scotland. So I like the idea, just coming from my background as well. But yeah, from your product development stance, it could be quite interesting, because yeah, sometimes you don't want a whole loaf of one thing.
And now our next task is that we have to choose a winner for this week. Whom would you think that we could send the award as a kind of weekly, as a star of a week?
Oh, I think that the bread in Argentina, definitely.
Okay, very good. We have, I do agree with you. I think it's a great campaign, and we have the winner here. And thank you a lot, Gillian, for participating. And really, it's very good that we finally found the time to share the experience and your insights also to the wider audience.
No, brilliant. Thanks very much for having me, Anu, and thanks for having me across to Tallinn Marketing Week too.